The Bears rookies recently put down the shoulder pads and picked up the shovels on Chicago's south side. As part of the 18th annual Hometown Huddle, the players helped clear space for a new play area at El Valor.
It feels good. It's just anytime you can help the kids out, and just they look up to you, so it's very good to help the kids out every time you can. Just helping out in the community, that's very big for me and for the organization. So any chance you get to help out the community, you got to take advantage of it.
That's something we heard about a lot leading up to the season when we first got here. So to really get out here and experience it and just kind of bring our part to it, it's a good feeling.
How's it feel to be out here in the community giving back?
It feels good to be out here with the rookies, kind of bonding us together as a class when we come in. Also, they'll be able to help the people. It feels good.
How is it different bonding out here in the community than it is on the football field?
Well, we get to interact a little more here, have a little more fun, talk junk to each other, play around, and then help out. And it's always fun when we get together. We're enjoying it.
We love you guys.
The rookies, we've just been bonding since we got here, but this is an even better chance for us to keep bonding and just help out in the community and make people smile.
We spend a lot of time together, obviously, in the facility, on the field, so to get them out of that, and it's funny. I mean, seeing people out here work, kind of get a different side of people.
Okay, so who's like the hardest worker out here then?
So far, I'd say Ben Broniker. He's been trying everything. Other than that, I mean, I have to watch out for Roy in the backhoe.
Couldn't help but notice some of your teammates, you know, they're digging, they're wheelbarrowing, but you just got right in this thing over here. Do you have a background in that? Or?
Absolutely not. My father pretty much is a hard worker, so I figured I can kind of show up to how hard he works and getting in this thing, and I guess it's in my blood. I tried it out for the first time. I don't think I did too bad. I got my own power right here, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Bears alumni also pitched in. What made you as an alumni want to come out here today and help out?
We just had our alumni weekend. The Bears had us all downtown and for the game and for the night before. They showed a video of alumni doing this up in Zion, and it looked like a lot of fun. And obviously, as those guys did, want to give back to the community.
Being from Chicago and this being an event that, you know, helps the inner city, anytime I have an opportunity to give back and spend some time with folks that grew up just like me, I relish the opportunity.
And you get to interact with some of the current players. Mm-hmm. How cool is that for you as a former player?
Well, it is good because I have a unique perspective on what they're going through right now because I've recently lived that, the life that they're living right now. So it's good to be able to spend some time with these young men and drop some jewels on them here and there the same way, you know, the older guys helped me out when I first came into the league.
In addition to the play area, Bears Care donated $50,000 for programs promoting health and fitness.
Kids that can come in with their families and interact and do a little of a play 60 and make sure that they're active, maintaining that healthy lifestyle. So that's really what we're excited about, not only for the children that we serve, but for all the families.
How would you assess their work ethic in construction?
Very good. I think I'm trying to supervise. I can't bend down as well as I used to.
What's your job out here? What are we working on?
Well, I've promoted myself to a supervisor role because initially I was digging the trenches, but with the way my back is set up, it's not really healthy for that.
You know, Jim Morrissey just said the same thing.
Lauren, yeah. It looked like everybody was there to work except for you.
Absolutely not. I had the tool.
Come on.
I was
you
really.
You had on some Tims.
Yeah, I
was. You ain't ready to come to work if you got some Tims on. You had the butters on. Come on. Nobody works with butters on.
It went with the outfit. It went with the outfit. Okay, you need to talk to Garrett Wolf. He wasn't exactly dressed to get dirty either.
So you're going to throw Garrett under the bus?
Well, he certainly...
You're going to throw Garrett under the bus, roll over him, put it in reverse, roll over him again, and then put it in drive, roll over him again.
That's about what just happened.
Dang.
Yep.
Dang, G. I'm going to hit you up.
If I'm going down, everybody's going down.
Wow.